like this one.
What up?
What up? This is Sadie
and Elsa.
And you are listening to Brain Dead 91.5 WLFO Tufts, Medford,
Freeform Radio.
And we are joined today.
We have three special guests.
Three very, 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 very special guests.
Nicola, say hi.
Hey.
Allie.
Yo.
And Kate. Get in there, Kate.
Hello.
We're smushed into a tiny room, so yeah. We're all sharing two mics.
We have a different studio today. But what's up? These are our girls. These are core
girls.
Besties, core girls.
Never been on Brain Dead before.
OG listeners. And no one else we would rather be squished into
oh
little
my god,
studio
okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
whatever.
Stop, Savvy.
What's
savvy.
The vibe today, Elsa?
The vibe? Somersault, Sunroom, Mac DeMarco.
Mac DeMarco.
Doing like a little surf rock.
Yes.
In lieu of good
of
weather.
Summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. We were right on.
Right on.
Sweet. Do you guys have anything to say?
Yeah. You want to hop on here?
Pumped to be here.
Yeah, well, you gotta speak into the mic.
Pumped to be here.
Yeah, there
Thank
we
you,
go.
Katie.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. Anything else, guys? Don't be shy.
Yeah, come on. We
Now's
can't have you be shy.
Okay.
Well, this is the thing. We're all sharing like two mics.
So there might be a little. Surf rock with the mask girls is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is funny. I know.
Oh yeah, true. Can you introduce where you're from, your age, like your vibes?
Yeah. I'm
position
closer to the mic.
Okay. I'm Allie Zorn from Bedford, Massachusetts.
Woo.
Wow.
Age 19. Favorite ice cream flavor is Monster Mash.
Wow.
Which you might be wondering, what is Monster
Ooh.
Mash ice cream? Let me tell you. Yes, that's the resounding reaction I usually get. But it's pumpkin ice cream with
she
Oreos
was made for this
and chocolate
mic.
Chips. Yes, I was.
Allie's actually a professional ice cream scooper.
Yes.
Subtle plug.
That's the best.
We made her scoop all of our ice cream. We made her scoop all of our ice cream freshman year.
Or in the dining hall. Yeah, that was good stuff.
Which is funny.
Okay, Nicola, your turn. Go.
Hi, I'm Nicola from Sudbury, recently now Boston, Mass, I guess.
So sad to move.
I know, super sad, but
goodbye,
here
childhood
we are.
Home.
let's see. Fun fact about me, I don't know how to whistle.
Oh.
Didn't know if you all knew that.
Wait,
I'm
a
music spirit.
I know.
Yep, so
I don't know if you heard
Elsa,
that.
Because I can't.
Oh, Sadie.
Lick your lips.
Okay,
and
whoa,
Kate, get in here.
My name is Kate Z.
Kate Z.
Got it.
Z.
Well, there's a studio in the WFO studio called Studio D, but it's like D-E-E.
It's
and
like
that's like K-D.
K-D.
Like, yeah.
I'm actually a retired surfer, so this fits my vibe. yes.
Gosh, came with the jokes today, Kate.
It's not
D.
a joke.
No, it's, I mean, sorry. I don't know.
All right.
So what do we have next? We have a little Mac DeMarco just to put me down.
Yeah, wait a sec. Mac DeMarco. I love Mac DeMarco.
Whoa.
Woohoo. Allie, yeah, this is so you.
Yeah, I love surfing.
Just to put me down.
just put me down. Pick me up, just put me down.
Okay.
That was New Still Woozy.
That was a New Still Woozy.
You know our fave.
I keep on saying this, and I will keep saying it. Still Woozy is one of my favorite artists.
Yeah, he just consistently is good.
Some people think that his music sounds similar.
It does.
Like, it all sounds same.
It does.
But I feel like it doesn't. And, yeah, that's all I gotta say. I love it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Turn it on. So random. Okay, guys, do you have a question? I told you to think about a question.
Yeah. Otherwise, we have a question for you.
My water. Oh,
gosh. Wow.
Sorry, I just spilled all my water
the
everywhere.
The drama.
I have a riddle.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
No, thank you.
It's going to be a lot of dead
let's
air.
Just do talk, let's do talk life update right now. School's today was the last day of school, so we're technically... Sorry.
What are you?
We're so close right now because we're like all hunched over this mic. It's hilarious. We're halfway through college now.
Yeah, we're officially.
So
I know. We're
just finished sophomore year.
LDOC. Oh.
LDOC
school. Oh my god. Crazy.
Yeah.
Did you didn't have class? Did you have class?
I had one class, 1:09 a.m.
All right.
Easy.
Chill.
Just sat there, did nothing.
Chill.
Yeah, I had one, and my professor told me I ask the greatest questions.
Okay.
Yeah, ended on a high note.
Pat on your back.
I also only asked questions today.
Nice.
From the entire semester.
Okay.
So not really.
So
sure.
You're
she
one,
came up with
one
that
day
one,
day
but I was like one for
and
one.
With the bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
I had one class this morning and it was awesome. I woke up and I walked to my class extra early and took in the sun and I had a great morning, honestly.
It was a good
I'm glad to hear you took in the sun today.
Yeah.
I tried, but it was actually a lot, like, it was, like, cold and then hot and then humid in different points of the day. We don't need to talk about the weather, but,
Yeah. No.
It's almost summer vibes, which is really exciting.
I know, very exciting. We're gonna play one more, and we'll come back with a question.
Yes.
Some more Mac DeMarco and Benny Sings rolled up.
Yes.
Hit it, Sadie.
And
go.
La 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 la
Okay, so...
Wait, no, 2 seconds. Really quick. We're just going to switch.
Switching vibes a little bit. We want to, like, bring more upbeat. Well, not that it's more upbeat.
Yeah,
it's just, like,
we're going to just switch
just
vibes.
Just different vibes. Because we love Mac DeMarco, but he's
Mockingbird, Rusty, and Kelly. Done.
And we're back.
Okay, topic. Introducing that song, Mockingbird, Rustin Kelly. I actually, Bridget Shutt, plug, she came on the show earlier this semester, and she showed me this song because of the harmonica, and it's so good. My grandpa was a phenomenal harmonica player, and also a perfect pitch, so he could listen to any song and then play it on the harmonica, which is really cool. And Bridge wants to learn the harmonica. Okay, and
KT just impressively held back a sneeze back here.
Wow, that was really cool. I was like, eyeballing you out of the corner of my eye. I was like, oh my god, is this gonna go? And you saved it. You saved it big time.
I feel like the harmonica, like we learned it in like elementary school. Did anybody?
Was that harmonica in elementary school? No.
We did the recorder. Like, yeah, the recorder all the way.
Oh, the harmonica is cool, but that's like a skill.
Yeah, it's hard to learn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a sneaky hard, because you have to be like, it's a very,
like, why did like, we
it's
all
not like any other instrument.
Work, why did we all learn the recorder?
Like, cheap, supply and demand. Mm-hmm. Shout out
so
Pete.
Interesting.
Shout out Melissa too.
Shout out Pete and Melissa.
And shout
Does
out Nancy.
Everyone
want to
shout out their
yeah. Hit a shout out.
And Eric Dean.
And Tucker.
Doubt the Donlins are on this currently, but that's okay.
But that's
okay. I haven't responded to my text.
They're traveling somewhere crazy.
You know, youngest child
in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then we went to, we went all traveled to Alabama.
And Elsa sent us that song before we left, and she was like, "This, we're going to play this all the time, and you guys are going to love it."
And it was so
And
good.
It was amazing.
And we also have this thing called the beat game, and
we're not providing any context for what we're talking about. I feel like
not at all, but basically all of us make beats, and it forms into a song together, and we made like the best
beat song
in Alabama.
Ever.
Yeah,
in Alabama. It was so good.
Yeah. We also ripped around on a Polaris, like ATVs, sort of type situation.
To give context, my family, we have a farm in Alabama, so that was not prefaced.
Went there for a couple days in January.
Katie and wrestled an armadillo.
All these
took it down with her bare hands.
Yeah, all these mask girls really got a shock.
We wore a lot of camo.
Culture
we wore
shocked.
A lot of camo.
I was the only one who had experience riding a horse, though, so I...
Yeah, we have a lot of horses, and Kate got this one horse that was... Okay, the first time we have one horse called Goose, older horse, and had super bad allergies.
Oh, God. Hey, like,
or, like,
Kate
some
right
lung
now.
Thing.
It was asthma.
The Goose was sick. It wasn't great. And we are going out, and literally Kate, like, Goose just won't walk. Like, we're, like, a mile in, and Goose just stops, and... Kate, like, cannot get, like, Goose to keep walking. And, like, it was so sad. And, like, it was just
for her first time
hilarious.
On a horse, too.
Yeah, first time on a horse. Kate's first time. And then the next day, you leveled up big time.
Oh,
went
yeah.
actually in the opposite direction. Got, like, the youngest, most inexperienced horse. Which was, like, so spooked. It couldn't, like, there was, like, a pothole. And it, like, freaked out and couldn't step over it. And so Kate had to get off.
Handled it like a champ.
Kate had to get off. And we had to, like, walk the horse over the pothole. But instead of just stepping over, it did a full-on, like...
Leap.
Like, hurdle... All four legs
caught
in
major.
The air, tuck, jump over this actually 1 foot wide pothole.
Imagine
if I was on that.
So Kate would have gone like
KT would have gotten
it was awesome.
Thrown off a horse.
Yeah, but you guys have you guys?
Yeah,
you
oh,
guys
yeah.
have horse,
yeah. horse riding.
I had an earthy, crunchy babysitter for a long time.
An
we did a lot. We did a lot of horse riding.
Interesting.
Yes,
interesting.
She also lived. We also there's a horse farm in Bedford. And she lived right near it. So we
horse farm in Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of farmland around, around us. Yeah, my mom loved horseback riding.
That's cool.
So she'd always try and go on family
shout
vacations.
Shout out
Topo. Shout out
Topo. Shout out Po.
And
shout
Bruno.
Out my best friend Lex.
Shout out Lex.
Lex Lipkins.
Lex.
Yeah. So it was a good time.
We also tried a variety of foods. These girls really did. I usually eat a lot of food, so I'm really open to trying new
so
foods.
So Allie's maybe the most like picky eater ever. She has never eaten a hamburger.
Never. Not even
which
as a child.
You wouldn't think is a picky food to like avoid. You know,
she hates cheese, but she loves asparagus.
But the fact
and
that you're not
cheese
confident
pizza,
in that
so.
Is crazy.
Yeah, your things are very specific, but we. Introduce her to gumbo. Tried gumbo.
Yeah, she has some duck, right?
I had duck,
some duck
gumbo.
Which duck isn't too...
Not that
I feel like
crazy.
That's not too
duck
crazy,
freaks me out.
You guys, definitely.
No, you didn't, though.
Duck was like a chewy steak.
Yeah. What else do you have? Alabama sausage, some good sausage.
Pretty much everything I ate, I would never have eaten outside of Alabama.
Yeah.
Fried chicken's like more standard, but
fried chicken.
Yeah,
you're like, I had, guys, guess what I tried? Fried chicken.
Yeah. I mean, but that was kind of, it was like dark meat fried chicken.
Oh, yeah, please.
It was just some chicken. Like, I don't know.
It was a chicken thigh.
You're getting really specific with your chicken.
Well, I'm a specific eater.
Okay, we're going to keep going because we want to get to a special song request that someone special requested. So
stay tuned.
Yeah.
They can make it dead man's curve, gonna lay them down. All the things you put me through, safe to say I'm tired of you. Had our times, yeah, we had a few, but where are we gonna be when the pills run out? Where are we gonna go when the dam breaks loose and the white line fever gets a hold of you? How are we gonna make it to higher ground if you won't get up and leave? But in the end it always rains, and honey, you can cause a storm. But I'm tired and soaking wet, and hunkered over trying to catch my breath. Broke my back and did my best to hold you through the shakes, but it's hard to keep floating on a foundered dream. You're taking in water at crazy speed. How can I get to the shore on time if you won't keep afloat? On games, let alone the ones you play. I've only got one and it's already broken, so why you wanna throw it around? I wish I had the strength to go, but it's a long and hateful road, and I just now got to feeling at home in the frost you put on me. Where are we gonna go when the dam breaks loose and the white line fever gets a hold of you? How are we gonna make it to higher ground if you won't get up and leave? And it's hard to keep floating on a foundered dream. You're taking in water at crazy speed. How can I get to the shore on time if you won't keep afloat?
Yeah, that was for Pete.
That was awesome.
That was for Pete.
Wait, that just brought the vibes up.
The vibes needed that. The vibes really needed that. That brought out Barb.
Yeah, it did.
That brought out Barb in this 4x4 room.
Yeah, shout out. Can we talk about Barb real quick? Barb is Kate Dean's alter ego, and it's the funniest thing that I
she becomes a super dancer.
I just want to say she's
she dances her face off in the best way. It's great.
When she becomes Barb.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Major shout out Pete Zorn. That's a great song.
When Tufts Women's Lacrosse wins a national championship, we have Pete Zorn in that song to thank.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
had a tough week 1 week, and you know he just said
when he did something,
basically told me to, you know. Stop thinking about the tough week and sent me the song and just said, shut up.
Shut up, Allie.
Shut up.
Shut up. Just be Your life inspired. Is amazing. Shut Thunderstruck.
And Thunderstruck.
And Q. Okay.
It's just a ball of stick.
About, I think the power music has on your mood is insane. Yes, I had this so the other day. I was feeling low energy. Mm. Anna can attest, low energy. Mm. And then put a little, like... Fisher, put a little.
Whoa.
Put a little. Just anything. Yeah, a little Thunderstruck. Again, vibes are up. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Or,
again, yeah.
If you're like feeling like you want to be in a like a chill mood, I think when you like put on like if you put on certain songs that you know will like make you like in your feels, like it's crazy how quickly you can just turn around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's true, Elsa.
Are you guys walk around with headphones in 100% of the time type of people? Or are you not? Because I am, like, 100% of the time I have headphones in.
It'll be 6 a.m. and we're getting in the car to go to
morning practice.
And Allie walks down with her AirPods already in. And I'm like, how can you even have
this? She walks out of the bathroom in the morning getting ready. Yeah. The AirPods are in.
That's crazy. Okay, you're, like, 100% of the time.
Like, when I wake up, immediately go in. When I go to bed, like, I take them out.
Wow. And we can hear the music, too. It's really loud.
It is loud.
It is loud.
When I was trying to get into the building, I was screaming, Allie, across the street for, like, 10 minutes, and she wasn't looking at me.
I was listening to Jolene.
So. Kate has so a good. Thing for
Ooh, we could play
music.
That. Yeah. We could. I'm going to play it. Let's play Jolene.
Oh, also, the new Miley Cyrus Beyonce one.
Good. Yeah, that's true. That's a really good one. Yeah.
Last words.
Cut. Whatever. Should we cut? Wait, I have a good cut one coming up.
Like 20 minutes left.
What would everyone else's while I cue songs? What would everybody else's percentage be, Nick Lugo?
I would say I'm a solid like 70%. Mm. Recently, it's been really high. I used to never be able to listen to music while doing work, and now it's like
it's been increased. I know you used to be really.
I used to actually
worker.
Never walk with headphones anywhere. I used to just
so in touch with your surroundings.
You know, I'm just so awesome and perfect like that.
I like seek out the exact opposite. I literally could not be bothered.
I'm nervous that the music's playing extremely loud in the background of this. So if it is our bad. If it is our bad. We're gonna keep playing. Is there music, Sadie?
The music is fine. We're good.
Okay.
We're gonna head into our last 20 minutes here. And hopefully, like, end up with some good songs, and we'll be back to chat. What do we have now? We have
Faceplant. Wait. Also, shout out Lucy and shout out Weege.
Woo!
I took too many pills again. Blacked out for a week, didn't eat, didn't sleep, came to hit it all again. She's probably gonna be pissed. She's probably gonna be pissed. Throw my shit in the yard to keep my car if I show up to her house like this. Oh, it was a dark December. Not even angels came around. And I was too stoned to remember. Come too far to turn back now. Come too far to turn back now.
Tricking on the corner for a crack, baby, won't you take me back? Oh, it was a dark December in the city of angels. I was coming down, and I was too stoned to remember. Come too far to turn back. Now, come too far to turn back now.
Shout out Croms.
Shout out Croms. Shout out Cromie Cromwell.
Cromie Cromwell.
I'd also like
and
to
shout out Meg Hatton.
I'd also like to retract my previous statement that the Donlins aren't listening. I'd say they're on. Hey. Mike and Catherine are texting me. They're ready to go.
Let's
they're
freaking go.
Yep. Donlins are present. Check,
nice.
Check.
Okay, guys.
Fellow Moondog.
I have a question for you. So a few of us were sitting doing work together today, and we were looking at the Starbucks menu, and they have this new lavender cold foam, and Elsa and I were kind of like, all right, that sounds good. Why don't we try it? And then it led us to think about, do people like drinking things that are mainly scents? For example, do you like drinking something that's lavender, or like, is that more of like a relaxing scent to you? Because I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like that. And honestly, it was good. But
it was so good.
I mean, I guess the question becomes like, are all scents just flavors?
Because I think of, like, vanilla. Like, vanilla is a scent, but it's a pretty normal flavor.
Can all scents translate into a flavor?
It's kind of like a square rectangle thing. Like, all scents are flavors, but not all flavors are scents, maybe?
It's true.
Wow.
Can all flavors...
Someone write that down.
But can you make a flavor a scent?
Can you make a flavor a scent?
Yes.
Cinnamon?
You can make that a scent.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think you can make more things
but not all... Wait.
Everything can be a scent.
All scents... Wait.
All, but I'm saying, can a flavor, like, all flavors be a scent? Like, I
think
feel
like
chocolate.
No. Yes, like, can you make,
so.
Like, chocolate a
oh, no,
scent?
All, no. All yes. flavors can't be scents, but all
right,
scents can
what
be
I'm
flavors.
Saying, but
yes,
yes, but yes. But can, when you really think about it, can you translate a taste to a... But
a scent
then,
can't be a flavor, because if you think about it, like, body odor is a scent, but that's not a flavor.
Or, like, water. Like, how do you
well, it could
make
be
a scent out of the flavor of water?
Sorry that I,
that's true.
Sorry that
that's
I brought
true.
This up.
No, that's good. Okay, great.
If you're you're on right now, text us if you think a scent.
Yeah. Yep. Caroline
yeah,
Cromwell.
Drop.
Caroline
your
Cromwell
opinions.
Loves drinking scents. She just said.
I wonder
okay,
what scent
Cromwell
she loves to drink.
Croms is a scent drinker. So
she is a big lavender cold foam gal.
I would say
seen it multiple times.
Lavender lemonade from Press is
lavender
really
is
good.
Pretty good scent.
Yeah, and it's like
it's
soothing
a good
for your.
I agree. What would be a bad, but what would be a bad one to take? Like, a pretty standard scent that would be bad to taste. I'm like tripping myself up with this, but
maybe like
I just thought of like gasoline.
Okay,
wait,
well,
I kind of love gas.
Not like that, but like
eucalyptus.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
if I'd like that. It's kind of similar to lavender, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Maybe like the scent of like a cleaning supply. You wouldn't want to taste
yeah,
that, really.
Yeah. But let's not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't
well, I'm like, that's not the question.
Yes, you're missing the point, Ale.
Sorry.
No, but yeah. That.
Crom's
yeah.
like. Oh, she says Christmas tree would be bad. I agree.
Christmas
pine?
Tree would also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pine would be horrible.
Pine wouldn't be a great taste. Bitter.
Do you guys
sure.
ever?
Definitely bitter. I okay. actually did eat a pine.
Do you guys ever
once.
Like?
Very bitter.
Do you ever?
Curious.
Are you ever in a situation where you're like, it smells like grape right now?
I don't find myself frequently.
Yes, Allie.
I don't.
Say, do you get it?
I get what you're saying.
I don't find myself frequently being like, it's so great right now.
It's recurring. Happens a lot for me. I think it's like.
That is an interesting.
It's not
one.
Full like a skunk situation, but like skunk, purple, and grape
what?
All are like the same for me. I associate them. It's like.
Oh, skunk.
What's that word?
That's
what's
crazy.
That word? When you associate
well,
all the
things.
I think
we should play some music now.
Okay.
So we're going to play Jolene, Dolly Parton, Good Vibes.
My mom says bleach.
Okay. wait here. Watch out. And cue. And cue the song.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
To climb a mountain and conquer the known world. You bright eyed and bushy tailed on track to self-destruct oblivious. In a rush, you spent half a lifetime being dragged across a storm. You got your edge of razor sharp, but it cuts you to the bone. You're all alone, fall off your throne. Try to have some fun. I know sometimes it's easier said than it's done. If everything sounds better when you're feeling good, I don't want to talk about how I feel from time to time. Everything sounds better when you're feeling good, and I'm feeling good. Sometimes it's easier said than it's done. Everything sounds better when you're feeling good.
to lose. I double down on a microdose, on epiphany or just deja vu. But without loving the dream, it ain't never gonna come true. And don't you think it will? But try to have some fun. I know sometimes it's easier said than it's done.
We'll keep it low on the background. Wait, let's see. I can't tell. Well, we're wrapping up. We got like 7 minutes. So we might as well talk for 6 of them.
Easy.
Yeah, easy. Wait, I had so many things to ask you guys. There's always so much. I feel like it starts off slow, and then you have like a million things to think about or talk about in the last like 30 minutes. There's just not enough time. Mm-hmm. And to play music. We need like a 2-hour show. It'd be ideal. I would love it.
Just yeah. Talk the whole time.
Talk the whole time.
I like crazy idea. I don't know if anyone's like really come up with this before. What if you just like didn't do the music and maybe did something
like
somebody might.
Wait, wow. Like, Allie, that's pretty unique.
Perhaps a podcast.
Wait, what? That's yeah. Crazy.
I know. Kind of underground, but
that's super underground.
I feel like a lot of people are getting.
I think
that.
You should TM. What's that? Patent.
Trademark.
Trademark.
Patents. Yep, no, that's
yep,
TM.
Yep, one of those. Yeah, okay. TM.
Podcast. TM.
Podcast. Allie Zorn. TM. Allie Zorn. Yes. Yeah, that's funny.
Yes, I think that we always have this debate whether people... It's just, like, so awkward with this mic.
I know.
We always
lean
have
on in here.
Debate whether people like to hear the music or like the talking, and then we talk about how it's literally just our friends that are listening to us, so
yeah.
Obviously they like to hear the talking and they engage with that the most, so maybe we just have to continue that. Like we have a few like good songs that we want to play, mm-hmm. And then like we just talk the rest of the time, especially if we have
know
fun guests.
God. So we have such stories. Fun guests, so many stories to tell, so many things to talk about. It's never enough time. But yeah, I love listening to music too, but that's just me. But also, like, I'm the one talking, so like, but yeah.
You love the sound of your own voice.
Well, I was gonna say I actually like listening to the music more, but I actually love talk.
Do you ever
I don't
listen
know who
back
I'm kidding.
To your
I would
shows?
Love to talk.
Like, do you ever listen back and like
sometimes.
Hear your own voice? And,
yeah, sometimes. Like, it's super weird hearing your own voice though.
So weird. You're
it's
not supposed
really
to.
Weird. No, it's that's not
yeah.
Right.
You're not supposed to.
Like,
yeah,
it's supposed to be
supposed
something
to.
That's subconscious.
That's like, okay, when you looked at yourself in the mirror for the first, when you were, like, conscious, you know, do you ever, like, look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, damn, I'm, like, looking at myself. Like, this is how people are looking at me. This is crazy. Like,
no,
imagine.
I have, like.
Guys, imagine if there was no mirrors in the world. Like, what would society be like? I don't know. That'd
I don't
be crazy.
Know if
that's
materialistic.
Hey,
people
straight
would probably
up,
be a lot
it's
happier.
True. I think we would totally be happier.
Yeah.
But
that's crazy. What if you could
that
never?
Means that cameras really wouldn't either.
I know.
Exist because you wouldn't be able to see yourself.
What if you?
You
know what if
crazy?
You just never like saw yourself?
It's crazy that you never see yourself how other people see you, because every
yeah.
Time you look
mm-hmm.
At yourself on
that.
Camera
you're
or mirror
critical.
Or on videos, it's always like a reflection.
Well, that's also one of the biggest flaws of society is that everyone views themselves as less than how other people view them.
Preach,
like everyone,
yeah.
People.
Speak to the people.
Everyone who views you as, like, more beautiful than you view yourself. And mm. It's
100%.
And,
it's so
true.
Interesting.
It's true. Yeah. Because
but I feel like if we lived in a society with no mirrors, maybe people would be more judgmental. You,
would
because,
they?
Like.
But where
would
be
have,
your basis?
You would have no.
You wouldn't have
you would but oh. Also, you would have no sense
we
of, like, reality.
Oh,
we
that's
just
crazy.
Added a really interesting point. She,
oh,
she said we sound different, when you're hearing yourself because the reverberation inside your head is different.
That's
true.
But
when you listen to recording, it's your actual voice without the inside echoes.
Wait, do you want to hear something crazy? My mom had insane sinus infection, like for 6 months, couldn't cure it. Finally got sinus surgery, cleared out her like sinuses, and she like literally didn't recognize herself when she talked because of that exact point that we just bringing up. The vibrations in your head are so different. But that's just crazy. That's just weird.
Who knew brain dead was so educational?
I know. Thank you, Weege, for bringing up that point. That was very very awesome of you. Well, we have 3 minutes. Should we end on a song? Should we end it there? You want to keep talking?
I love talking.
All right, Allie. Yes. We know you have more to add, so don't hold back. It's 2 minutes.
Yeah. I've been told I'm a yapper.
Just say the first thing that comes to your mind right now.
Just go.
Peanut butter.
Okay.
I feel like we've done this before, and that's been your answer before.
It's a constant thought of yours, peanut butter? Would you rather have peanut butter jellies, almond butter, or jellies?
Are you kidding me?
I kind of like almond butter and jelly, so I said it.
No. I believe in real nuts. And real, well, I guess almonds are a nut.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't believe in almond milk or pea milk or soy milk.
Oat milk?
This may be a little bit too political for us.
Wait, why? Because
Kate and I need to get on the mic real quick.
Get on the mic. Get in here. We're talking
about... Let me talk.
Tell a story. We're talking about milk, so would you like to have any thoughts about milk?
Yeah, I'm going to move the topic away from milk.
You know...
Okay, get in here.
I had chocolate milk with my cereal tonight because there's 1 gram more of protein in chocolate milk than there was
brain health.
Milks.
Something good about chocolate milk also is really good for recovery. I think has a lot of electrolytes. Don't quote me on that. But also, it kind of fills you up so that, like, say you want to cut the desserts,
yes.
Just have some chocolate milk. You're getting some recovery in. You're not putting on the extra pounds for summer bod.
So educational.
Yeah. Facts. We out. Drink a chocolate milk because it has 1 gram more protein.
Woo!
Yeah.
Don't hate yourself in the mirror.
Bing!
Yeah. I love looking at myself in the mirror. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, do you guys smile at yourselves when you look in the mirror? I always smile at myself.
I think I get shy. I'm not going to lie.
You're like... I'm like...
When you practice your smile, you're like, hi, cutie. Right.
Or like if I see someone and I'm like, I wonder what I look like right now. I'll be like, I'll try to replicate how I looked to them in that moment.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're like, how did I smile?
And then you
do you ever like used to take videos of yourself like smiling and doing like side profiles?
Yeah, if you gotta learn your angles.
Back in the primitive days when we did
that. I admit that I
did
that.
That's awesome. That's right. You have to like practice your smile. Okay.
Smile more at Brian's days, according to Sam.